Ex-guard gets 10 years for raping inmate at downtown LA federal lockup. Los Angeles. A former guard at the federal lockup in downtown Los Angeles was sentenced March 20 to 10 years behind bars for raping an inmate who was being held in an isolation cell while recovering from COVID-19. Jose Vieira, 49, of Monterey Park, was sentenced by U.S. District Judge Otis D. Wright II, who ordered Vieira immediately remanded into custody. Wright also scheduled a June 20 restitution hearing in the case. He pleaded guilty last May to a single federal count of deprivation of rights under color of law, resulting in bodily injury. Vieira was a corrections officer assigned to the Metropolitan Detention Center, Los Angeles, on December 20, 2020, when he entered an isolation cell where the female inmate identified by the initials JP was being housed. The inmate thought Vieira entered her cell to bring her breakfast, as he often did, according to Vieira's plea agreement. Instead, defendant laid down next to her in her bed, sandwiching her between his body and the wall, according to the document filed in Los Angeles federal court. In doing so, defendant positioned himself with the front of his body pressing against victim JP's back. After being told by JP to stop, Vieira proceeded to rape the woman. The inmate feared physical harm from defendant as it was happening, and in fact, defendant's conduct resulted in bodily injury to the victim in the form of soreness and pain, according to the document. In performing this act, defendant did so willfully, that is, the defendant knew his conduct was against the law but engaged in such conduct anyway. At his initial court appearance last year, Vieira was granted release on a $25,000 bond with the conditions that he has no contact with JP and that he participates in mental health counseling and treatment. A corrections officer's job is to ensure the safety and security of those in custody, said Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark of the Justice Department's Civil Rights Unit. Instead, the defendant's actions did just the opposite, destroying this woman's sense of peace and trust in law enforcement, Clark said.